This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week, and we're very happy to have in the studio with us Kirsten Andrews-Schrind, who is with the Peninsula Clean Energy Organization.
Thank you so much, James, for having us today.
One of the words that we hear a lot in the media these days is affordability. Everybody is talking about affordability, and we know that the cost of so many things is seems to be going up, 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 and certainly utilities is among them. So tell us a little bit about who Peninsula Clean Energy is, how you came to be, maybe a brief history of what sparked of the creation of your organization, and how do you function in the world of electricity to help keep the cost of that particular need down?
Great question, James. Let me dive in on that. So Peninsula Clean Energy is a local public agency, serves San Mateo County and, interestingly, also the city of Los Banos in Merced County. And we have saved our customers, which are you, over $200 million on electricity bills since we launched in 2016. So we are celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year, and we have saved customers over $200 million during that time. So let me say a little more about how that's possible. In 2016, a number of the cities in San Mateo County were looking at what they could do to make more progress on their climate action goals. A number of cities had set ambitious climate action goals and were wondering, okay, how do we actually achieve these? And they realized that the strongest action they could take was to have more control over where electricity comes from and to make sure that the sources of electricity are as clean as possible. A lot of electricity in California used to come from burning gas in gas-fired power plants. But that causes a lot of the pollution that causes climate change. And so the cities got together, formed Peninsula Clean Energy, and gave us the mission, go buy the cleanest energy you can and give customers a discount. And you'd think that would be difficult, but we did it. And that's because the price of clean energy, I'm talking about solar, I'm talking about wind, has really come down. And so we have taken advantage of bulk purchasing on behalf of everyone in San Mateo County, gotten some great deals. And so we have offered clean energy at lower rates than PG&E for the past 10 years.
So is it my understanding then that everyone is enrolled in, if I live, well, I live in Half Moon Bay, does a person, if they want to be getting the benefits of Peninsula Clean Energy, is this something they have to sign up for, or how do they take advantage of your services?
Great question. Yeah, it is very easy. In fact, you don't have to do anything. It is an automatic benefit of living in San Mateo County that you get our electricity mix instead of PG&E's, and you get it again at lower rates than what you would have paid PG&E for the same service. So let me say a little more about how that works. We buy electricity for just about everybody in San Mateo County, and then PG&E delivers it to you. So PG&E, of course, still owns the grid. They still maintain it. If your power goes out, you call PG&E. They're responsible for getting the power back on for you. We are behind the scenes from PG&E buying that electricity that goes into the grid. And so when we launched in 2016, if you lived in San Mateo County at that point, we sent you 4 mailers in the mail saying, hey, this change is going to happen. And if you do nothing, you will get cleaner energy at lower rates. And if you, for some reason, don't want that, you can opt out. And opting out is free and easy to do. Well, it turns out most people want clean energy at lower rates. And so we have a 97% participation rate. You know, folks like the idea of a better product at a lower price.
Now, what does that translate into? In other words, when you say that you provide the energy at a lower rate, what percentage of a savings do you estimate that would be?
So we set our rates at so that our customers will pay between 5 and 10% less than what they would have paid PG&E. And so that it's always been at least 5% less. Last year it was 10% less. We're able to offer a little more of a discount. So it's a little something. Now, when you look at your PG&E bill, you might have noticed that that the price of electricity in total has really gone up over the last 10 years. And most of that increase has been on the transmission side. So most of that, and that's the biggest part of your PG&E bill. If you look closely on page one of your PG&E bill, you'll see a line for PG&E transmission and distribution. That's where you pay PG&E to maintain the grid. You'll see a separate line for Peninsula Clean Energy electricity generation. That's where you pay us to go buy your electricity or to generate it. So that transmission and distribution part that goes to PG&E has dramatically increased over the last 10 years. So even though you're paying less for electricity generation through Peninsula Clean Energy, in total, because the PG&E part of the bill has gone up so much, you know, folks are definitely paying more for electricity, even though they're saving on our part of the bill.
Now, there are other programs that you're involved with. I know that I've seen some of your literature and some of the things you talk about. You've also have programs to help people buy appliances, even automobiles, I think at one time, where you were helping to give money or discounts. Could you explain that a little bit?
So again, because we are formed by all the cities to help them meet their climate action goals, we are also offering additional ways that people can stop burning fossil fuels in their lives. So we've already offering electricity that is 100% fossil fuel free. It is 100% clean energy. So you can take that clean energy and you can switch out your gas burning car for an electric car, and you can run your car off clean energy. You can switch out your gas water heater. And it turns out the water heater is the appliance that burns the most gas and causes the most climate pollution of any appliance in the house. So, and nobody really cares how the water gets hot as long as it's hot. So it's relatively easy to switch out your old gas appliance when it gets to be, you know, the gas water heaters only last from about 8 to 12 years. So if your water heater is about that old, you might want to be proactive and switch it out before it dies, because that can be catastrophic, and replace that with an electric heat pump water heater, because it'll heat water just as well, and it'll be much better for the climate, and we make it easy, and we have great rebates and discounts to help make that really affordable as well. And in fact, if your income is below a certain level, we'll give you a heat pump water heater for free.
Well, nothing's better than free, that's for sure. A lot of our listeners are seniors, and certainly seniors need all the financial breaks they can get when it comes to saving money and making their retirement funds last a lot longer. Some of these programs were for limited periods of time. They've come and gone. I think I saw one time that you actually had something with electric bicycles, for example, mm-hmm. that you were involved in that. What are some of the current programs? Are there any actual current programs that a person can apply for?
Absolutely, yes. So I'm going to start on the building side, and then I'll go to the transportation side. So you mentioned seniors. A lot of seniors have been in their homes for a while. You know, may have be on a fixed income and may have some deferred maintenance. We have a great program for that. It's called the Home Upgrade Program. And if your income is below a certain level, then you may qualify to have us replace all of your gas appliances with electric appliances for free. And that includes all the electrical work as well. So if you need a panel upgrade to do that, we'll pay for that also. So that is an amazing offering for seniors, because all new free efficient appliances. So that can include your water heater, your furnace, your stove if you want, an electric stove, your clothes dryer, all at no cost to you. So that's called the Home Upgrade Program. You can find more details on our website. And then if your income is above that level, we also still offer rebates available to anybody for heat pump HVAC systems to replace your old gas furnace, rebates on heat pump water heaters, and so anybody can take advantage of those rebates. Now on the transportation side, if you're income qualified, we have rebates on used electric vehicles. So, you know, people think of, oh, electric vehicles, they're so expensive. But the thing is, there's more used electric vehicles on the market now. And if you stack all the rebates that are available from us, from PG&E, from the state, from the air district, some people are getting great used electric vehicles basically for free. So call our call center. All of our call center reps are also electric vehicle advisors. So you can call with any question you have about an electric vehicle. They can help you figure out what will work for you and get you on the right path. And then we also have the e-bike program. This is, again, for folks with a certain income. We'll give you $1,000 toward an e-bike as well.
And unfortunately, we're running out of time, but the place to go to get information on all the things that you've alluded to and all the particulars would be your website. Mm-hmm. And that would also have the telephone number you said that people can call. Probably that's the place to start.
The website is penncleanenergy.com, and the phone number is 1-866-966-0110. And I'll do the phone number again. It's 1-866-966-0110. And again, the website is penncleanenergy.com.
Well, thank you again for coming in, and we look forward to utilizing that good, clean energy that you folks are producing.
Thank you so much, James. Thanks for having us on today.
With the cost of utilities going up, up, up and away, it's good to know that Peninsula Clean Energy saves co-signers money on their electricity bills while providing clean energy at the same time. To learn more about the many programs they offer to save money while going green, visit them at peninsulacleanenergy.com. For the feature story of the week, this is Jim Henderson. Many of us were not around the coast side 85 years ago, so if you want to know what things were like back then, you need to join host Cameron Palmer of the KHMB Time Machine for a ride back to 1941. The ride back begins in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week we step out of the time machine into January of 1941. What were things like on the coast side back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, driver jailed, hits Deputy Otto. Henry Hagen was arrested on a misdemeanor hit-and-run charge after he sideswiped the auto of Deputy Sheriff on Highway 1 near Sharp Park. And county's influenza cases reach 494. Total case of influenza in recent epidemic has reached 494 after six additional cases were reported. And draft card misuse charge probe in Redwood City. The local draft board has clamped the lid on issuance of a duplicate registration card following disclosure of a number of cases where cards were loaned to minors to enable them to patronize bars. Anyway, what were things going on here locally at my restaurant? Well, the stormy winter has led to many power outages along the coast. So far, my restaurant has not had outages, but if we do, the big generator kicks in, so there's always a hot meal available and a cozy atmosphere. I did have the most unique power outage experience that made national news. You may recall the huge blackout in San Francisco on December 20th. I had already booked a place in the city to celebrate my daughter's 14th birthday, Charlotte, with her and her friend. We made elaborate plans such as ice skating in Union Square, dinner at the Cheesecake Factory on the fifth floor, and seeing the Nutcracker performance. It was a great plan, but with way more problems than expected. For starters, traffic became a nightmare when the Waymo robot taxis stopped in the middle of the intersections due to the traffic lights not working, and the robot taxis didn't know what to do. Tow trucks had to be called to clear the jammed intersections. Ice skating worked out fine, not requiring any electric. The girls skated happily for 2 hours. The Nutcracker venue at the War Memorial was dark, but the show went on with huge rigs arriving with battery backups. Concessions were sold by flashlight. The beautiful show did go on. The Cheesecake Factory was one of the restaurants covered by a generator, and when we arrived for dinner, we were told we couldn't be served until 11 p.m. We could purchase desserts to go, so we did that and went back to our nearby hotel where we had power backup. We enjoyed every minute of it, and it was a fun experience, and it's so fun to go into the city, especially seeing it through the eyes of my 14-year-old daughter. This will definitely be a birthday for her to remember and never forget. Keep calm and power on, and we do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and of course now, RV Camping. In January of 1941, Americans were at peace. But there were dark clouds approaching as the war in Europe continued to dominate world affairs, and a new threat was growing, which could involve the United States and the Japanese, cause a new threat in the Pacific. So, with the Great Depression beginning to end, how much do things cost in 1941? The average cost of a new house is $4,000, on average wages of $1,700. You can rent a house for $32 a month. That's crazy. And a nice beauty rest mattress for the bedroom is $39.50. Get yourself a new car for $850 and fill her up with gasoline for 12 cents a gallon. In baseball, New York Yankee Joe DiMaggio has a 56-game hitting streak and never strikes out this season. Americans are keeping their minds off the possible war with Germany by going to the movies, including drive-in movies. Two of the most popular movies include Citizen Kane and the Walt Disney movie Dumbo. Music is dominated by big bands, and two of the most popular big bands produce hits with a train flavor. And why not? Trains are the most popular form of transportation. 25 weeks on the Billboard charts. Here's Glenn Miller and Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Just a trifle to spare. to do for. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
Get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
All aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga. Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Big band leader is a composer, pianist from Washington, D.C. His orchestras take on jazz flavor. Here's Duke Ellington and Take a Train. Time Machine take us next week. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer, and thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones and this week's Financial Focus, putting your aging parents' wishes first. As your parents grow older, it may be time to talk with them about financial and aging issues, which may involve difficult conversations. You'll want to be careful how you approach this. Mention ahead of time that you'd like to talk to them about their future plans and reassure them that you want to understand their wishes so their affairs will be taken care of as they would like. If your parents are agreeable, choose a comfortable location and ask whom to invite or not invite. Then think about how to open the conversation, preferably not with what they want to do with their money, as this could be interpreted as you seeking information about your inheritance or being skeptical about their financial decisions. Instead, build a broader discussion about their vision for their aging years. A series of shorter conversations may allow you to cover topics more comfortably rather than trying to solve everything at once. Try to address these areas. Healthcare. Seek to learn whether your parents have established appropriate health-related legal documents, such as a healthcare power of attorney, which gives someone the authority to make decisions about their medical care if they become unable, and a living will, which spells out the extraordinary medical treatments they may or may not want. Independence. As people age, they may begin to lose their independence. Have your parents considered options for long-term care, such as an assisted living community, a nursing home, or a home health aide? If they plan to receive support from family members, do your parents' expectations match yours? Financial goals. Focusing on the personal and financial aspects of the legacy your parents want to leave can be a valuable conversation. Have they updated their will or other estate documents, such as a living trust? Have they created a durable power of attorney for a trusted family member to make financial decisions for them if they become incapacitated? Do they have the proper beneficiary designations on their insurance policies, retirement plan, and bank accounts? If you position these issues around your parents having control over transferring their assets rather than curiosity over who will get what, you'll more likely have a productive conversation. Last wishes. You'll want to learn whether your parents have instructions in their will about their funerals and last wishes. Express that you or another close family member should know who is responsible for making sure their wishes are met in a timely fashion. Money, independence, and aging can be sensitive topics. You don't have to go it alone, though. Enlist help from another close family member. Or, if your parents work with an attorney, financial professional, or other trusted advisor, consider asking if they are interested in having them participate in your talks. You may even be able to introduce your parents to one of your advisors. In any case, keep talking. These conversations can be challenging, but if handled correctly, can be of great benefit to your parents and your entire family. This is Kelly Morlock from Edward Jones with this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today we're talking about the quality of healthcare in the United States. If you stop someone on the street and ask them about healthcare quality here, you'd likely hear something along the lines of best in the world. But is that really the case? I have some statistics that you may find shocking. The United States has approximately 5% of the world's population. So for every 100 people alive on planet Earth, only 5 are from the United States. We have the top-ranked medical school in the world, along with 158 other medical schools, which is the most for a single country. We are near the top in number of hospitals, along with the number of doctors, right here in the United States. We take 60% of the entire world's prescription medications and nearly 80% of the world's pain medications. So for perspective, every drug produced in the world, 60 to 80 out of 100 of those drugs are consumed by only 5 out of 100 people. Think of those numbers for just a minute, and it's easy to see how someone could believe we do have the best quality of healthcare right here in the United States. But hold on, there's even more. We have medicine as entertainment, too. Starting with the very first medical drama, City Hospital, which aired in 1951, followed by numerous others. You may remember the shows Ben Casey, Dr. Kildare, General Hospital, which is the longest-running soap opera in production, Marcus Welby, M.D., Grey's Anatomy, and The Good Doctor, a program which tries to put a positive spin on the autism epidemic, to name a few. But the full list of all medical TV-related shows going back to the very first one, City Hospital, is quite long. In fact, I bet you'll be surprised at the actual number. It is 137. That's right, there have been 137 TV shows about doctors and hospitals. And that's just the fictitious drama programs. If you add medical documentaries, the number is staggering. Now let's add the endless stream of drug ads we are subjected to here in the United States on TV, radio, and print ads, which promise a cure for every disease we have ever thought of, and some we weren't even aware existed. And it's easy to see how someone could believe we do have the best healthcare in the world. But do we? More on this after this break.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know that over 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They're suffocating in their sleep. I started treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I go to bed without my mouthpiece, she kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about the quality of healthcare in the United States. I've already pointed out that currently we have more doctors, hospitals, media programming, and commercials for drugs and drug uptake than any country in the world's history. Yay for us, right? Well, maybe not. We rank 40th in the world in health and wellness. And if you take the top 11 wealthiest countries, we rank dead last in healthcare quality. Yet we spend more for healthcare per individual in the United States than any other country in the world. We rank near the top in cancer rates worldwide, and our life expectancy is now 59th according to the World Bank. That's right behind Algeria, which spends less than 1/30th per capita of what we spend on healthcare. The United States ranks 50th in infant mortality. Okay, let's stop and let that sink in. Cuba has lower infant mortality than the United States. And according to World Factbook, the Gaza Strip has lower maternal mortality than the United States. We lead the world in obesity and chronic disease. In the early 1980s, the rate of chronic disease in the United States was less than 12%. Now it is close to 60%. Unfortunately, our children are bearing the largest burden, with 54% of children now having at least one chronic disease. You may remember from a prior show that 80% of young people in the United States ages 18 to 24 are not fit for military service. In an upcoming show, I'll break this down even further, but let me leave you with this final thought. Once again, currently we have more doctors, hospitals, media programming, and commercials for drugs and drug uptake than any country in the world's history. If this model was working, shouldn't we be the healthiest society to have ever lived? Again, more on this later. Until then, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C. Stay healthy, Afumbe.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
I'm Jacqueline Long from Mindful Child and Family Therapy. We're a therapy practice dedicated to promoting mental health and wellness. We support people of all ages, from young children all the way up through older adults and couples. We have offices here on the coast in Half Moon Bay, as well as over the hill. Our therapists are really passionate about supporting people with relationship challenges, trauma, grief, anxiety, and depression. We know life can be hard, and it can be hard to find trusted people who can skillfully guide you through those tough times. But we're not here for easy. We're here for you. Visit us today at mcaft.com, which stands for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. That's mcaft.com. Or you can call us at 650-300-3635. We love what we do, and Coastside Community, we love you.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California.
This week on Coastside Carousel, words and music with Mark Weezer, celebrating his new album, Lucky Dog. Mark and his band, The Lucky Dogs, perform a record release show on Saturday, January 31st at the Alpaca Barn in Monterra, 7 o'clock showtime. Tickets only $20, and because it's a small, intimate venue, it will sell out. Get your tickets by emailing tickets at studio-e.us. Mark is a multi-instrumentalist who is a longtime member of Califuegos, a unique blend of alternative Mexican Americana, and the classic country Americana group called Los Bros. When I interviewed Mark last fall back at Studio E in Monterra, where he produced the album with Rich Pearsall, he told me what he loves about Americana music.
I like the label Americana. I'll own it. These are songs that have sort of been hanging around for a few years, some of the songs, and then there were some new songs inspired by events in my life over the past year. And when I met Rich, we sort of set the scene for coming in and recording the 9 new tunes.
We're going to play 3 songs today from the album I'm Gone, Anyone But Me, which is a ballad, and you have a beautiful pedal steel guitar player in the band, and then Me and You. So let's talk about how this all came together. When I saw you at American Legion, probably back in June or July, you said, Mike, I've got a new project, can't wait to get on Coastside Carousel. Tell us how it all began and where we are now.
When Califuegos was finishing their last album, which came out in July of 2024, we needed some some re-recording of some vocals that didn't quite sound the way we wanted it to. And I knew Rich had a studio. I hadn't seen it, hadn't been in. I connect with Rich and asked if we could re-record those vocals. From there, Rich offered to work with me on any new music, and the seed was planted. Fast forward 6 months, and we have a finished album.
Let's play the first track that I think is the single from the album, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's called I'm Gone. Could you just briefly, Mark, tell us what the song is about?
It's about heading out on a road trip. It could be a metaphor, or it could be a literal meaning, whatever the listener wants to take from it.
Off with a cold out stare. Another day flash and dusk to dawn. Just a matter of time. Now be gone, I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. My T's crossed and my eyes got dark. So long of words and goodbye thoughts. Made my toes and a chill feel right. Hemming in the mines on a Wednesday night. I'm gone. Bridges burn, the world will turn to flame. Come Friday night, they won't recall my name. And everything will be the same, cause things have gone from bad to worse. Close my eyes, I'm news averse, I'm gone. Breathe real deep, I'm taking flight. Heading north to that pale white light, I'm they won't recall my name. And everything will be the same. Roll out of bed, comb my hair, facing off with a cold out stare. Another day flash, dust and dawn. Just a matter of time. Now be gone, I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. I'm gone.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside. And this week, celebrating music of Mark Weezer and his band The Lucky Dogs, produced by our friend Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Monterra. And you can see Mark and his band The Lucky Dogs perform a record release show on Saturday, January 31st at the Alpaca Barn in Monterra. That's Kenny Hibbett's barn. 7 o'clock showtime. Tickets only $20, but because it's a small, intimate venue, it will sell out. Get your tickets by emailing tickets@studioe.us. I'm Mike Dale, and I asked Mark during our interview back in the fall to talk about the heartfelt ballad called Anyone But Me.
That pedal steel is beautiful and so heartfelt a song. Talk about it for just a second. We'll play it.
That is the great Rich Koenig, somebody who plays Coastside up and down the coast with different artists. That song came from a cross-country trip that I took with my wife in our camper van. We did 8,000 miles in 30 days, California to Boston to Chicago. And along the way, we trace some of Route 66 and the towns that were once flourishing, vibrant communities have been decimated because Route 66, as we know, is no more. So we went through towns like Tucumcari, and the roadside motels, they have not even torn them down, and they've fallen into disrepair. We went through the mining fields of Wyoming, South Dakota, and we saw so many places, so many what had once been vibrant downtowns, just ghost towns. And I couldn't help but feel that people were stuck living lives of quiet desperation. This song sort of came from that, somebody imagining themselves leaving or outside of the lives they were faced with.
And that's the feeling I got. I got a little melancholy. When I said heartfelt, I mean I just felt it, heavy emotion. Let's hear it now on Coastside Carousel. Mark Weezer with his band The Lucky Dogs, Anyone But Me, KHMB.
Got some work to do. Carousel of the day we met. Needle and the thread, half up your shoes. Queen size bed I bought for you if anybody asked. About to sail out of my space, it's just a task. Cleaning up my past, and I've been getting clean myself ever since the night you told me I got some work to do.
It's Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside KHMB, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and there's Words and Music with Mark Weezer and his band, The Lucky Dogs, produced by Rich Kersall at Studio E in Montara. You can see Mark and his band, The Lucky Dogs, with a record release show on Saturday, January 31st at the Alpaca Barn in Montara, 7 o'clock showtime. That's going to be great. Tickets only $20, and it will sell out. It's a small, intimate venue. Get your tickets by emailing now, tickets@studio-e.us. When I joined Mark with Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Montara last fall, where this album was produced, I asked Mark about his musical influences growing up.
Grew up Southern California about the time California country rock was coming around. Maybe the Byrds were the seminal group in that. And of course, Jackson Browne, the Eagles came along, and of course, Crosby, Stills, Nash. Big influences on me. I love the vocal harmonies, the acoustic takes on their music. And that sound, more than anything, sort of influenced my musical experience. Not so much country early on, but I've come to embrace and love country as well.
You know, our good friend Kenny Hibbett once joked with me on Coastside Carousel that, you know, he's from the Carolinas, and he said, you know, Mike, I just keep it simple. I've been working on the cowboy chords my whole life and just trying to perfect those. When I saw you at Legion, Mark, I kind of felt the same way. I mean, it's beautiful with the pedal steel, but you're basically doing cowboy chords.
Yes, country music has been described as three chords and the truth.
How about Me and You? Tell us about that song.
Somebody close to me had a life-threatening medical emergency in February. It was a life-altering experience. Sort of recounts some of the experience in a hospital. And afterward, the feeling that anything can happen to anybody at any time. Things work out the way they're supposed to be, and we came through it.
Here's the song now. This is Me and You. It's Mark Weezer and his new band, The Lucky Dogs, from the album Lucky Dog, released this month. And we got it now for you on KHMB, Coastside Carousel.
Walk these halls with shining doors, worn out hearts.
empty coffee cup. Could have been anyone. It was me, it was you. Another day, setting sun. So it came through, it came through.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710, Coastside Carousel, giving local artists a sanctuary to talk about their lives and music. I'm Mike Dale, and there's Mark Weezer and his band, The Lucky Dogs. Get ready for his record release show on Saturday, January 31st at the Alpaca Barn in Monterra. It's a 7 o'clock showtime. It's a small venue, really intimate, great sound. Tickets are only $20, but it will sell out. Get your tickets now. Tickets at studio-e.us.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. In the minds of many today, government is a purely secular institution and is not in any way to be joined to religious principles. The result is that too often our public policies are now enacted without any consideration of their spiritual consequences. However, the Founding Fathers believed that even a political act should always be examined from a spiritual viewpoint. For example, in his inaugural address, President George Washington declared, "We ought to be persuaded that the favorable smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained." President George Washington believed that the blessings of heaven would reside on this nation only so long as its national policies embraced godly standards.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.